everyone. In the light of the most radiant one, this is Diana, speaking to you from the western slopes of the Grand Tetons. Welcome to our Friday night call. We send you all a great hello tonight on this 12-12 day, the day, the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. It is also Torin Rama's anniversary day. And many people are having their birthdays today, so we wish all of you congratulations. You made it this far. We love you, and we send you a big hug. And we gather tonight, as we always do on the Friday night call, in a virtual circle on behalf of our planet and the life of this planet, which we're all supporting, the life, the implementation of the Sara. And here we enter the next few days leading up to the 12-21, the winter solstice, the longest day of the year, the shortest day and the longest night of the year. So we welcome you all, wherever you are sitting or standing or listening in tonight. Let's start with a wee meditation, as we always do, and set the energies for this call and for these energies that we're about to enter, the Christ Mass, the light of the Christ, the honoring of the birth of Jesus, which we know didn't really take place on Christmas, but which we honor the child, the Son of God in all of us. So let us close our eyes for a moment. And let us start with the breath, and let us just let go for a moment. My goodness, everyone, we're scurrying about, getting ready for Christmas. Packages are being bought, money is being spent, the world economy is failing, all the things that are happening, the stock market is going down. But here we are, a family of light tonight in this circle, holding the light, every single one of us in our way, for this planet and for this planet's evolution, for ascension. So take a big breath, breathing deeply. I hope you're sitting in a comfortable chair, and just exhale for a moment. Let go of the day. Let go of your concerns and worries and your credit cards and your worries, and let us come together as a family and take another deep cleansing breath. And as you do, release life prana in, tension, concerns, worries on the out breath. And another huge breath in. Hold it for a moment. Let that power of the prana nurture every cell. And exhale. And just imagine for a moment that you're in a beautiful place in the country, your favorite place perhaps. I always go to the backside of the Grand Tetons in a beautiful valley, where there's a stream flowing from those mighty peaks from St. Germain's inner retreats, and I can hear the water. And the sun is setting, the stars are coming out, there's snow on the ground, and we have a beautiful fire in the center of the circle. And one by one, we each come in to our various places and take our seats, fold our legs, and we take the hand of the person on the right and the hand of the person on the left. And we feel that warmth of the fire and the crisp cold air. We see our breath in the night air. We see those towering peaks representing love, power, and wisdom, the threefold flame towering behind us. We're in a beautiful clearing. We can hear the animals gathering in the woods, the wolves, the birds, the eagles. All of our furry friends and our four-legged friends, our winged ones, are settling down for the night. And we have invited them to our circle this night to celebrate the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. How fitting that this should be her feast day. Lady Mastronata, in the skin of a brown woman, a brown-skinned woman, an Indian woman, she appeared in Mexico at this time of year in a beautiful robe to remind everyone that all colors of skin are children of God, and all women are mothers of God. That is her message. We are all the children of the one mighty oneness that lives in this universe. So I would like to start out with a prayer, the prayer to the Virgin of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Guadalupe, the mystic rose that aids all who call upon her with their needs. We ask you to come with us this night to be with us, for you are the mother of all nations, the mother of God, the mother of all of us. And we ask for your intercession at this time of year on behalf of the struggle of the people, the native people, whose lands are being given away, whose forests are being burned. This climate change conference and all that we have been watching this week and seeing how the native people's lands are being given away in very unscrupulous ways. And so we call forth your energies and your grace and your love. For we need you at this hour. You are the guardian of the little people. And your sweet faith and hope, which you inspire in us among the nations, takes the bitterness out of life. It warms our hearts. It brings forth charity within us. And the precious gift of perseverance, that we may persevere to the very end to win our rights, and that freedom's holy flame might truly take root on this planet and all people might be free to choose their way of life and their living of life. So we pray to you tonight. We ask for your help, beloved Mother of God. Holy, holy, holy. And let us just take a moment silently and in your own way say a prayer for your needs and for your family, for those in your life who need to be put in this circle of love that we are holding tonight. So I'll just be quiet for a few minutes and let you do that. Amen. And so it is. I would like to read now several prayers. This is from the Tiwa tribe, and I think it's very fitting this night that we read this and share this together. Oh, Mother Earth, our Father Sky. Your children are we, and with tired backs, we bring to you our gifts of love, that they might be woven together for us a garment of brightness, that the warp may be the white light of morning, the weft might be the red light of evening, and may the fringes be the falling rain, and the borders the standing rainbow, and the tall pines. And thus for us a garment of brightness is woven, that we may walk fittingly upon this earth where the birds sing, that we may walk fittingly and in beauty where the grass is green, that we may walk in beauty, O Mother Earth and Father Sky. May I be no one's enemy, and may I be the friend of that which is eternal and abides. May I wish for every person's happiness and envy none. And may I never rejoice, in the ill fortune of one who has wronged me. May I, to the extent of my power, give needful help to all who are in want. May I never fail a friend. May I respect myself. And may I always keep tame that which rages within me. May I accustom myself to be gentle, to never be angry with others because of circumstances. And may I know good people and follow in their footsteps. And so tonight, everyone, dear family of light, as we approach this holiday season and the longest night and the shortest day and the turning of this time, may we put full effort into the energies of love and perseverance, that we might walk the last mile, that we might get the job done, and that we might stand tall as a family of humanity, arm in arm, and never allowing again freedom's holy flame to be trampled upon. And so it is. Naho matakuyas, and thank you all for showing up and being here tonight. We love you. Namaste. I'll pass the talking stick.
Okay, I'm here. Hold on a second. I lost my microphone.
Okay, thank you for that talking stick, Deanna. Thank you for those good words. So here's the housekeeping. This is Rainbird, and we are a listener-supported radio program. And so each week we gather amongst ourselves our contributions. And we need $14 to make our commitment for this week. So we have $286 in the kitty. We only need $14 more we have for that $300 commitment each week. So we're doing well. Thank you for all your donations and your love sent this way. As you want to make a donation to BBS Radio, you can do that in two ways. You can send something through the mail, or you can go to the website and do it that way. The website address is pbsradio.com. And you click on Radio Station 2 and scroll down and look for the icons for this show, The Hard News Call with Tara and Rama, on Friday night, or the True History of Nisara Call on Saturday with Tara and Rama, or the Stargate Roundtable with Marita Pickett on Thursday. Any one of those icons will take you to that little pathway where you can make a donation directly to our account. And that's a good way to do that. So, and that's easy. So that's, thank you for taking that route. And the other route is with a cashier's check or money order, you can send a donation directly to the mailing address of BBS Network, Inc. Incorporated, BBS Network, Incorporated, 5167 Toyon Lane, Toyon Lane, Lane, and that's in Paradise, California. And the zip code in Paradise is 95969. So put attention, Don, on the envelope and a memo inside, a little note saying it's for Tara and Rama and Marita's shows. And that'll be applied that way. So thank you. And so we also take care of what needs arise for Tara and Rama, and they have bills to pay right now. So they need money for that. And that big Christmas present would very much be that rent. So go into your heart space and see what is yours to give, and let's see what we can do for a good Christmas for Tara and Rama. Today is their anniversary, and we are so grateful they found each other and are working this mission. We have a lot of gratitude for their lives and what they do and how they show up in their lives. So let's give thanks for that and honor them in all the ways we know how. Christmas is a good time to make that gift, and remember that the PayPal takes 5 days. So thank you for being prompt. we really wish everyone a very good Christmas and all the abundance in your lives and that you wish for, and just, I want Nisera for Christmas. I don't know about you guys, but I'll bet you do too. So, who knows what Christmas will bring, but what we can do now for ourselves is important. So, the ways that you can gift to Tara and Rama, you can send a cashier's check or money order to Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W-I-T-Z. And that address is 1704-B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, number 249. And again, 1704-B, Llano Street, L-L-A-N-O, number 249. And that is in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And the zip there is 87505. So that's one way. The other way is going to our website, and that web address is, it's actually a blog site, so it doesn't take W's, and just, so it's http://2013rainbowroundtable.ning.com. Again, 2013 rainbowroundtable.ning.com. And there's a place for donations at the a tab for making a donation on the homepage there, and that works. And just know it takes a little time, so to send through the PayPal. But so they do need some money right away to cover these bills, and as you can come up with some help for them in the short term like that, please let them know their email address is Coran999@comcast.net. And if you need to make a phone contact, you can call Marita at 317-773-0061. And that's all the ways you can contact them. And it's 'tis the season to do the giving. And I know the returns and the blessings are well worth that time and energy spent, and we are so grateful for all that Tara and Rama do for us, and this is a good way to give back. And so thank you for all of your gifts. 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. And I pass this long stem lavender rose talking stick right over to you, Tara and Rama. Greetings.
Greetings, and so well met, everybody. The time got kind of late today, so we're going to be super quick just to really say that protesters in Italy clash with the police as workers strike across the country. Airlines, trains, planes, buses, ports, customs, everything, schools, everything shut down, businesses across the whole country because Matteo Renzi, the prime minister, he introduced these labor reforms which allowed businesses to hire and fire at will with no restrictions, no considerations, nothing. I think the door is open in there, back there. And it's mayhem. And this guy was just elected last February, and you got to go close the door in there. Yeah. It's just, it's not even considerable worth talking about. It's just that, you know, this whole system's got to go bye-bye all the way, and we've got to start over, everybody. And a storm system sweeping the United States. We saw the houses falling into the sea in Washington and debris covering up to the rooftops of other houses. This is very wild weather. And in Japan and China, they're going to way below normal temperatures for this year. So they're getting one of those jet streams over there. And an early detection test for Ebola virus. It does say that it's a key to stepping toward getting the Ebola epidemic under some control. Okay, and I'm just going to say they're going to be going deeper and deeper into the horror story of this. And the King of Swords spoke with Rama because it's like everybody knows that that Barack Obama got together with Jamie Dimon to get this bill passed.
Right.
Yet the way that the king put it to you, Rama, was
Mr. 19.5 degrees knows the strategy of how to work around these reptilian life forms.
Yeah, and no one knows his strategy except Saint Germain. And he said what we're in general doing is the dance of the dead.
That's it.
And so they're making their own bed big time. So we want to do our sister. We got to do it right now. We want to play something really cool and positive. Let's play Malala Yousafzai, her speech for the Nobel Prize presentation the other day. Here we go.
Dear brothers and sisters, I was named after the inspirational Malala of Mewand, who is the Pashtun Joan of Arc. The word Malala means grief-stricken, sad. But in order to lend some happiness to it, my grandfather always called me Malala, the happiest girl in the world. And today, I'm very happy that we are together fighting for an important cause. This award is not just for me. It is for those forgotten children who want education. It is for those frightened children who want peace. It is for those voiceless children who want change. I'm here to stand up for their rights, to raise their voice. It is not time to pity them. It is not time to pity them. It is time to take action. So it becomes the last time. The last time. So it becomes the last time that we see a child deprived of education. I have found that people describe me in many different ways. Some people call me the girl who was shot by the Taliban, and some the girl who fought for her rights. Some people call me a Nobel laureate now. However, my brother still called me that annoying bossy sister. As far as I know, I'm just a committed and even stubborn person who wants to see every child getting quality education, who wants to see women having equal rights, and who wants peace in every corner of the world. Education is one of the blessings of life and one of its necessities. That has been my experience during the 17 years of my life. In my paradise home, Swat, I always loved learning and discovering new things. I remember when my friends and I would decorate our hands with henna on special occasions. And instead of drawing flowers and patterns, we would paint our hands with mathematical formulas and equations. We had a thirst for education. We had a thirst for education because our future was right there in that classroom. We would sit and learn and read together. We loved to wear neat and tidy school uniforms, and we would sit there with big dreams in our eyes. We wanted to make our parents proud and prove that we could also excel in our studies and achieve those goals which some people think only boys can. But things did not remain the same. When I was in Swat, which was a place of tourism and beauty, suddenly changed into a place of terrorism. I was just 10 that more than 400 schools were destroyed. Women were flogged. People were killed. And our beautiful dreams turned into nightmares. Education went from being a right to being a crime. Girls were stopped from going to school. When my world suddenly changed, my priorities changed too. I had two options. One was to remain silent and wait to be killed. And the second was to speak up and then be killed. I chose the second one. I decided to speak up. could not just stand by and see those injustices of the terrorists denying our rights, ruthlessly killing people and misusing the name of Islam. We decided to raise our voice and tell them, have you not learned that in the Holy Quran Allah says, if you kill one person, it is as if you kill the whole humanity. Do you not know that Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Prophet of Mercy, he says, do not harm yourself or others. And do you not know that the very first word of the Holy Quran is the word...
My insurance rates are probably going to double.
But Dad, you've got...
Allstate. With accident forgiveness, they guarantee your rates won't go up just because of an accident.
Smart kid.
Indeed. Are you in good hands?
Iqra, which means read. The terrorists tried to stop us and attacked me and my friends who are here today on our school bus in 2012. But neither their ideas nor their bullets could win. We survived. And since that day, our voices have grown louder and louder. My story, not because it is unique, but because it is not. It is the story of many girls. Today, I tell their stories too. I have brought with me some of my sisters from Pakistan, from Nigeria, and from Syria, who share this story. My brave sisters, Shazia and Kainat, who were also shot that day on our school bus, but they have not stopped learning. And my brave sister, Kainat Somro, who went through severe abuse and extreme violence. Even her brother was killed, but she did not succumb. Also my sisters here, whom I have met during my Malala Fund campaign. My 16-year-old courageous sister, Mozoon, from Syria, who now lives in Jordan as a refugee. And she goes from tent to tent, encouraging girls and boys to learn. And my sister, Amina, from the north of Nigeria, where Boko Haram threatens and stops girls, and even kidnaps girls, just for wanting to go to school. Though I appear as one girl, one person who is 5'2" tall, if you include my high heels, it means I'm 5 foot only. I am not a lone voice. I am not a lone voice. I am many. I am Malala, but I am also Shazia. I am Kainat. I am Kainat Somro. I am Mozoon. I am Amina. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of education. And today, I am not raising my voice. It is the voice of those 66 million girls. like to ask me, why should girls go to school? Why is it important for them? But I think the more important question is, why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they have this right to go to school? Dear brothers and sisters, today, in half of the world, we see rapid progress and development. However, there are many countries where millions still suffer from the very old problems of war, poverty, and injustice. We still see conflicts in which innocent people lose their lives and children become orphans. We see many people becoming refugees in Syria, Gaza, and Iraq. In Afghanistan, we see families being killed in suicide attacks and bomb blasts. Many children in Africa do not have access to education because of poverty. And as I said, we still see girls who have no freedom to go to school in the north of Nigeria. Many children in countries like Pakistan and India, as Kailash Satyarthi mentioned, many children, especially in India and Pakistan, are deprived of their right to education because of social taboos, or they have been forced into child marriage or into child labor. One of my very good school friends, the same age as me, who has always been bold and confident girl, dreamed of becoming a doctor. But her dream remained a dream. At the age of 12, she was forced to get married. And then soon, she had a son. She had a child when she herself was a child, only 14. I know that she could have been a very good doctor, but she couldn't because she was a girl. Her story is why I dedicate the Nobel Peace Prize money to the Malala Fund to help give girls quality education everywhere, anywhere in the world, and to raise their voices. The first place this funding will go to is where my heart is, to build schools in Pakistan, especially in my home of Swat and Shangla. In my own village, there is still no secondary school for girls. And it is my wish and my commitment and now my challenge to build one so that my friends and my sisters can go there to school and get quality education, and they get this opportunity to fulfill their dreams. This is where I will begin, but it is not where I will stop. I will continue this fight until I see every child in school. Dear brothers and sisters, great people who brought change, like Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa and Aung San Suu Kyi once stood here on this stage. I hope the steps that Kailash Satyarthi and I have taken so far and will take on this journey will also bring change. lasting change. My great hope is that this will be the last time. This will be the last time we must fight for education. Let's solve this once and for all. We have already taken many steps. Now it is time to take a leap. It is not time to tell the world leaders to realize how important education is. They already know it. Their own children are in good schools. Now it is time to call them to take action for the rest of the world's children. We ask the world leaders to unite and make education their top priority. 15 years ago, the world leaders decided on a set of global goals, the Millennium Development Goals. In the years that have followed, we have seen some progress. The number of children out of school has been halved, as Kailash Satyarthi said. However, the world focused only on primary education, and progress did not reach everyone. In year 2015, representatives from all around the world will meet in the United Nations to set the next set of goals, the Sustainable Development Goals. This will set the world's ambition for the next generations.
Okay, there's a few more minutes. We'll have to complete this afterwards. Thank you, everybody. I think that was good to concentrate on the energy of the positive here and eliminate the negative, which you're going to get plenty of on your screen, television screens here for quite some time now. But may peace prevail on this sweet, sweet earth that we have become the custodians of, everyone. And we'll see you for an hour on the conference line, which is 860-970-0300. And then the PIN code tonight is 2323 23 pound. And then at the top of the next hour, we'll be back here at BBS Radio, best radio in the universe. Sat Nam.